Hello. In today's podcast, I'd like to talk a little bit how to form the visibility of the company with the help of the content management. And that is basically a very interesting and engaging topic for everyone. So the thing is that content management is simply, and content by itself, is simply a good tool to promote the image of your company. If some years ago it was advertisement, etc., sort of today known as traditional media, content today, in the big diversity of what it is, being the guest post, the podcast, the videos, etc., web content is something amazing. It's something simply that brings the image of your company to millions of people. It distributes the certain picture you would like your customer, potential customer, to look and to know about your company. And that is simply priceless. So basically, content management has to be implemented by every company, no matter whether it's small, medium, or big business, because it will definitely help to form the final image and to top up the brand value. Now, how is it possible? Basically, how is it possible to reflect in content the value of the company and to form that image? First of all, you have to ask yourself a question. What is your company generally? Not in terms of finance, not in terms of final profits, yearly profits, in terms of something more, in terms of values, in terms of CSR, in terms of human resource and caring, etc. So something that makes your company really attractive by and for society. And basically those will use mission, vision, corporate social responsibility campaigns. They generally form what is called today the brand image, the image of the company, which is loved or not loved by the final targets. Obviously, every entrepreneur, every manager, every content manager as well wants the public to like the company. And that is, of course, definitely very important. But that can be achieved when the psychological connection is built. And for that, basically, what you have to do, you have basically to show sort of human face of your company, what it does for the benefit of society, what it does for the benefit of particular groups, or for example, for the benefit of the end customers. And this all, if that is implemented offline, it can be perfectly described online. And that is very, very big value, because generally content management and writing content is not a very big deal in terms of finance, of course. So it is not production line or something like that that really requires much finance, human resources, and many other resources. That is something that, first of all, requires a resource, but that can be solely a copywriter who does his job very good. Even it can be the owner of the company, if it's small business, who also understands he wants to share what it's been doing there at his company. So this person who is responsible for content simply has to put those key values and project corporate social responsibility campaigns in many copies. So that should not be one day, let's say, action plan. That should be the overall year of action plan. So the person has to definitely stress in each copy the mission, the vision of the company, and the values. So that is very important, because at the end of the day, it is something that generally is very much remembered by the people who read the articles. People generally do not really remember figures or, you know, some specific industry-related terms. They are more relating to the, again, to this human face of the company, what the company is doing for society. And that is very important, because today it's almost a trend that public figures, the companies, are putting much finance, much efforts in making the society better. And that is something that the consumers and generally the citizens are putting their precise attention to. So it's really not to underestimate the value of the content management for every company. And this topic will be further disclosed in the next podcast. So I'm really welcoming you to join. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.